The perspectives, or at least the condolences, continue to pour in. Thank you, Premier Alan Wendy, who says, "I'm deeply saddened by the news that Minister Jackson Temple has passed away. On behalf of the Western Cape government, I extend my condolences to his family and friends and to the ANC. May he rest in peace. R.I.P. Jackson Temple." That's on his Twitter just yesterday. We move forward with our 720 story. Sipho Mngwema is standing by. He's the spokesperson for the National Prosecuting Authority. We have, for the first time in this country, seen our own public protector in the dock. That was, of course, on perjury charges. Busisiwe Mkhwebane facing three perjury charges with respect to her Absa Bancorp submission, an accusation. She appeared yesterday in Pretoria Regional Court, even though her advocate has actually rubbished the claims against his client. We've got the National Prosecuting Authority on the line. I believe we are facing a postponement. Let's hear from Sipho how that went. Sipho, welcome back to the show. How are you this morning?
I receive your compliments and thanks once again for having me on the show. I'm together, thank you. How are you?
Okay, right. I'm all right. Thank you. Thank you so much, Sipho. Surviving, you know. Let's speak a little bit about the Absa Bancorp report that the National Prosecuting Authority is saying Mkhwebane intentionally and unlawfully lied in. How did the proceedings go? She was supposed to be in Pretoria yesterday. So how did the proceedings go?
Oh, okay. She appeared very briefly at the Pretoria Regional Court. As you correctly said, it's in connection with three charges of lying under oath. The matter was postponed to the 25th of March in order for the two parties to resolve any pretrial issues. And, of course, they have indicated that they want to go to the national director to make representations. So the period between now and the 25th of March grants particularly the defense team an opportunity to deal with any other issues they want to deal with, because the state is ready to go on trial. So whatever matters they need to be resolved between now and the trial, they have the right to do so. And they have indicated, as I said, that they want to appeal or to make representations to the national director in this regard.
The national director of public prosecutions?
Yes, indeed, the national director of public prosecutions.
What kind of pretrial issues?
The decision was taken by the director of public prosecutions in Pretoria, faced with the facts that were given to him by the investigating team. So the national director haven't had sight of that docket. So if there's anyone in terms of the Prosecution Act who wants to make representations for the withdrawal of charges, they have a recourse in terms of making representations depending on the level of where the case is. And in this particular case, they want to make representations to the national director.
Even if they are successful with those representations that they make to the national director, this is quite a damning case. I mean, we have never seen a public protector actually face criminal charges. Do you have any thoughts with regards to how it'll impact her appeal in Parliament?
Look, I can't venture into that. All I can say is that in terms of the criminal matter, of course, they will have to come back on the 25th, depending on what happens between now and the 25th, and assuming that things proceed as they are. So the court will have to decide if she's found guilty on the penalty that they will have to impose on her. Of course, if she's found guilty, she will then have a criminal record. I don't know what are the implications of that with regards to the Public Protector Act, but with regards to what may happen if she's found guilty, the court has a prerogative to impose whatever remedial action or sentence they wish to impose on her.
What are the likely sentences with respect to perjury in this regard?
It depends. It may vary from a fine to imprisonment. It depends on how serious the court takes the matters involved. And you must remember the office that the person occupies. I think it's much more of an aggravating factor if the person is found guilty. So it'll depend on the presiding officer and whether or not they want a fine or both, imprisonment and fine. It depends on the facts and how serious the court takes the matter.
Right. Some concerning issues here. Thank you so much, Sipho Mngwema, spokesperson of the National Prosecuting Authority. We'll stay in touch and we'll obviously be keeping a close eye on March 25th to see the resumption of that case. No doubt the National Assembly will be